Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge, joined today by Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Gary Lawless as we talk about Alex Rodriguez, one of the best, most famous, richest baseball players ever, and now certainly one of the most controversial, as we look at the Alex Rodriguez case and wonder about what the legacy will look like when Alex Rodriguez is finished with baseball, with steroids, and with gossip headlines. Michael, how do you deal with Alex Rodriguez now? How is it different than you used to, and how do you think it's going to change?
Well, you also could have added one of the most unliked baseball players.
Kind of goes with everything else I said.
But. Yes, that's true. I mean, we don't know, because this is a moving target. Right now, we got the Biogenesis investigations ongoing. On last Friday, Alex Rodriguez met with MLB, and they told him what we have on you. So how this plays out, we don't know. But this might be, after all Rodriguez has done, all his playoff successes and failures, all the money he's earned, all the gossip, this might be the lead on his obituary.
The incentive to cheat, financially and competitive-wise, is still so great for baseball players. You can become very wealthy, and you can be one of the best players in the game for a long time with PEDs. The only drawback is legacy. We see that with Roger Clemens. We see that with Barry Bonds. We see it with Mark McGwire to a lesser degree. These guys aren't going to the Hall of Fame, and a lot of the first thoughts that people have of these players after is they were cheaters.
Well, and the Hall of Fame thing is an interesting thing, because let's say Alex Rodriguez gets nailed for Biogenesis, which certainly seems possible. And we are headed into legacy territory, because he is fading even faster than people probably believed as an effective ball player. He's struggling right now in his rehab assignment. The injuries are piling up. He's no longer the player that he was, clearly. And he's got 5 years and $114 million left on his contract, by the way. If he gets nailed for this, let's say he gets a year, which some people are saying, does he get into the Hall of Fame when the guys who were not ever nailed for steroids have been kept out? I'm not sure he does. And then that just adds to the bigger question of the Hall of Fame. And Alex Rodriguez isn't unique in this instance, but he wouldn't be the biggest fish. He'd be one of the biggest fish of guys who the legacy of the game will be incomplete without him in the Hall of Fame. But for Rodriguez, I'm not sure this headlines it, because there's so many parts to him. Right? Like, he will be probably forever the biggest money ball player who ever lived. I mean, he's going to make $500 million over the last two contracts of his career. I'm not sure anyone else is going to do that. Even going forward, he will be one of the great hitters of his era. And he will be someone who nobody ever, ever liked. And with Barry Bonds, I think some people still did like Barry Bonds. I don't think anybody likes
Barry. Well, I mean, the easy difference there is in San Francisco, they liked him from beginning to end. In Milwaukee, they still cheer Ryan Braun, and they're going to defend him no matter what happens. In New York, there is no defense for Alex Rodriguez in the stands, in the clubhouse, in the front office. And, you know, finding out whether he winds up in the Hall of Fame is one thing. It'll be interesting to see if he ever plays another game in the major leagues or plays another game effectively, and if so, for which team.
Well, he is so unctuous, so oily, that he's never had friends wherever he's gone. He has been incredibly disliked. What differentiates him from Bonds, from Clemens, is if Major League Baseball does suspend him, or he does reach some kind of plea deal with Major League Baseball, you know, he's gone into new territory there. I mean, they couldn't nail Bonds, they couldn't nail Clemens, but if MLB can nail Rodriguez, that puts him in territory, I think, that puts him beyond, Bruce, what Clemens and Bonds have done.
Well, and it changes the legacy a bit in terms of how Major League Baseball pursues steroid cheats. Because they have used stuff in this investigation that they never had a chance to use against Bonds or Clemens. I mean, they have been able to use the threat of legal action to force records to come to the surface. The interesting thing for me with Rodriguez is the other part, is the second shoe that's about to drop, and this is going to affect legacy as well. How is the divorce with the Yankees going to happen? Because clearly they want him out. They do not want him around. But they've, again, 5 years, $114 million. I take a small amount of credit. When that contract was signed, when the extension was signed, I said, this is going to be one of the worst contracts in baseball history. It turns out that we're already there. How it breaks down with the Yankees is going to be very interesting. Because let's say that they manage to avoid this contract and he gets out. Who takes a shot at Alex Rodriguez?
This also affects the legacy of Bud Selig, once known as the steroid commissioner, who turned a blind eye on Sosa and McGwire, and now all of a sudden He's zealous, mm-hmm. and he wants to nail Ryan Braun, who plays for the team he once owned, and Alex Rodriguez. He's 79.
Turned 79 later this month.
They say he's going to retire in 2014. He doesn't want to go out. He wants to nail these guys before he goes. This is a big part of Bud Selig's legacy.
Would any of this be different if he were more likable? You know, people usually, as I say, I mean, Barry Bonds isn't ever been described as likable, and yet they like him in San Francisco. Alex Rodriguez just seems to turn people off no matter what he does. Do you think that's the money? Do you think it's him? What is it about? Because his story at the beginning was one that you wanted to like, and people did at the beginning.
He's Eddie Haskell. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, has the smile and behaves well in front of the parents, but people get a sense that he's a phony. And if he'd hit better in the playoffs, people would say, well, it doesn't matter.
Well, is that too, yeah.
I mean, there have been abject playoff failures a couple of times. And when you are paid like a king, that you have to perform like that. He's also been juxtaposed in New York with Derek Jeter, who was everybody's favorite. And I think that has reflected poorly on Rodriguez.
I'll give you my small Alex Rodriguez story. A feature interview when he was with the Texas Rangers was arranged at spring training in Florida. And everything was nicely arranged, except Alex Rodriguez said he wanted to do this interview at 7 a.m. Well, that meant cameras and crew and even the host showing up about 5 o'clock in the morning, which wasn't anybody's first choice. And at 7 o'clock precisely, we saw A-Rod's SUV arrive. Well, at least he's on time. The interview began at 1 p.m. with Alex Rodriguez entering the room saying he was in a hurry. Could we please get started?
Well, he's different. If you want to just talk about unlikability, which is a tricky thing because we don't see everything about these guys, but his entire public facade, he isn't like Bonds or Clemens. Those guys were aggressive jerks. He is just, and this kind of goes back, it kind of calls back a little bit to the PEDs. The defining feature of Alex Rodriguez is that he seems incapable of being genuine. He seems incapable of just being a real person, being exactly who he is. He always seems to be trying to be something else. And a lot of people get away with that. He's just not very good at it.
Do you think the money has affected him? I mean, do you think he'd be a different kind of a, I mean, you have this anecdote or story or belief that if you're a little bit underpaid, it might be better than being a little bit overpaid.
Anders Hedberg gave this great eulogy at Don Baisley's funeral in Winnipeg this week, and he said that Don Baisley always told him as a player, it's better to be underpaid than to be overpaid because the GM will always be on your side. If you have a great year, the GM will tell the owners and the press, look what he did. He's great value. If he has a bad year, if you have a bad year, he's going to fight for you. Well, A-Rod has none of that going mm-hmm. for him. And, you know, you used the word unctuous. I'm not sure what that means. But you used Eddie Haskell, which I understand. He's a weasel. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what he is. And you saw his 60 Minutes piece a few years ago. You walked away with it from thinking there was no sympathy for him. He is a very unsympathetic figure. And mm-hmm. that shouldn't affect whether or not he gets in the Hall of Fame. But all of these combined, and with the smoking gun, if there is one, that will stop him.
Well, a little bit underpaid perhaps explains why we're so likable. That's it for TSN, the reporters. Till next time on the podcast, thanks for being with us.